Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time to catch up on the news around Spain for this week. Off to El País we go, and it's George Mills this morning. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, we couldn't start with anything more appropriate, but let's localise it a bit. There's been a lot of talk, obviously, with the disasters going on in the UK about the fight against terrorism, and we're going to talk about the actual Spanish part of that today, George.
Yeah, very sad news. And of course, we're slowly starting to hear about some of the victims who were actually killed during the attacks on Saturday night. Mm. Spanish authorities are still trying to find out about a Spanish man who lives in London. This is Ignacio Echevarria, and he's been missing since Saturday night. According to his friends, this Spanish guy who works for HSBC in London was with a group of friends at the site of the attack and actually ran up to defend a woman who was being attacked and used his skateboard to defend her. He hasn't been seen since, and the family is starting to lose hope. Spanish authorities are in touch with the UK authorities, with Boris Johnson, to try and push the process of identifying the victims, but that's quite a difficult system. So, as you know, for the moment, the family of this Spanish guy, as the families of many other people, are fearing the worst, but hoping that they might still have some good news.
Yeah.
That's looking less likely. Unfortunately, so one of the side effects of this is that the question then comes up, and I hate to ask this, Bill, because you feel like you're asking for bad luck, but the question is, why hasn't Spain had a terrorist attack since 2004, which is, of course, when the Madrid train bombings took place, a horrible attack. 192 people died on several commuter trains in a simultaneous bombing. And since that time, Spain has been spared, so to speak, although obviously these attacks overseas affect everyone. Mm. And so one of the questions that's going around is, is Spain doing anything right that may be helping the country to escape terrorism?
Yes.
So there's an element of luck, but at the same time, Spain has around about 3,000 security force officers, judges, spies working in the fight on terrorism, and there's 600 more coming into play in the next 3 or 4 years. So it's quite a large group of people, and about 1,000 people are being investigated by authorities here. 259 people are having sort of in-depth investigations carried out against them. There's 500 telephones being tapped. And what the authorities here do is they really focus on sort of scouring social networks or investigating the smaller mosques, recruiting informers from within the community and analysing the latest tactics from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other terrorism groups. Mm. It's interesting with Spain because obviously you have these two Spanish cities in North Africa. That's Ceuta and Melilla on the other side of, on the other side of the Strait of Gibraltar. And the security forces are very active there because basically it's critical that Spain works with Morocco closely to ensure that these cities don't become recruiting grounds for extremists. And, there's a certain fluidity between those cities and Morocco and the rest of the Arab world. So it's really a strong emphasis on making sure that that cooperation with Morocco works. Apart from those two cities, Madrid and Barcelona are also very highly targeted by investigations as being the most sort of at risk or most dangerous cities.
I mean, it's interesting. We've talked to security experts on the show before about this, George, that if you read certain British newspapers, and I'll name them, the Daily Express, the Daily Star, have said in the past, Britain's holidaying in Spain, particularly the Costa del Sol, are at high risk of ISIS attacks. Brit terror threat in Spain, sees ISIS target Costa del Sol. And the people we've spoken to who know what they're talking about say it's absolute nonsense. There is no evidence whatsoever to suggest that that is the case.
Absolutely right. I mean, it would be silly to say that we are all free of risk at this stage.
Of course, absolutely.
There's no evidence. I mean, the Spanish system does seem to be working particularly well. And what Spain does is they carry out a lot of preventative arrests of suspects, which means that the media gets in Spain, it does contain regular stories of people being arrested on, you know, suspicion of recruiting people to go and fight in Syria, etc. And that could give the impression that there is a serious terrorism problem in Spain. But I think on exactly the opposite, what's actually happening is that Spain is, so to speak, dealing with the problem quite well. Yeah. And a side effect of that is that, you know, it does give the impression that, you know, there is a serious terror threat here. But, I mean, Spain, like many other countries in Europe, is at its highest terror threat level. But the country is also, as you say, you know, there's no evidence of these things happening, and there's no evidence that someone coming on holiday to Spain this summer is going to be at risk.
Well, I think our people that we spoke to said, yes, of course, we're all at risk ultimately, but there is nothing to suggest that you're any more at risk in the Costa del Sol, you know, on any other beach in any other part of Europe. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, obviously there's attacks happening all the time, and unfortunately, it seems like really the worst hit places are places like Istanbul or Cairo, where these sorts of occurrences are almost weekly.
But it is good to hear that the Spanish government, you know, are not just we're not just being lucky here. They are actually actively doing things, and that's good to know.
Spanish security experts will say that they're at the, you know, pretty much at the forefront because they've had this experience with the train bombings in 2004. It really kick-started a whole new process and style of investigation in Spain. So let's hope that we are, well, I don't know what to say, Bill. I mean, we obviously all hope that the families, wish our best for the families of everyone affected, and everyone's thinking about London and all the people of Manchester and anywhere else where this awful scourge of terrorism is going on.
Absolutely. Okay, on a less disastrous note, but I wasn't aware we were under attack by Asian hornets. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, basically, if there's one type of immigration that everyone will agree we don't want, that's invasive species like Asian hornets, which have been you know, with all these Brexit conversations, etc. Basically, this is the sort of thing you really don't want.
Yeah,
we're talking about a fairly large, fairly nasty hornet or predatory wasp that originates in China and has been, you know, slowly spreading through Europe and is now ravaging Spanish beekeepers' hives. So basically, since 2010, we've had this wasp or hornet in Spain, and the population size seems to be growing. These hornets seem to be killing off other insects like flies, butterflies, native bees. And it's this large group. These are native bees, which are really the biggest concern because, you know, bees are already struggling. They've been struggling since, you know, the 1990s, supposedly because of pesticides being sprayed on plants. And after 7 years, beekeepers are really starting to see the effects of these Asian hornets.
Right.
But they say that their concerns are being ignored. You know, they say that no one's really taking this very seriously. And they say that if these hornets were, for example, attacking vineyards in France, the reaction would be completely different. But it's not really, I mean, okay, it sounds like a bit of fun. You've got some, you know, hornets that are affecting bee populations in Spain, but there is a potential serious follow-on from that because bees are at the top of the, you know, sort of insect food chain, and they pollinate a lot of flowers and other food crops that we rely on. Mm. So the population isn't brought under control. You could see a flow-on effect through the whole food chain.
Yeah, sure.
So it's time, I guess, to get serious about it.
I guess in the paper, and we can't do it on the radio because it's difficult, but you've got pictures of these beasts, have you?
Yeah, we have got a couple there. You can see that, I mean, you know, a wasp is a wasp is a wasp.
Yeah.
It looks nasty. It's black and yellow. It's fairly large. But yeah, it's the sort of thing that you wouldn't necessarily want landing on your eyelid or between your toes, as happened to me last year. So
yeah,
getting stung between your toes is one of those the least unpleasant things that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. I can think of landing somewhere else, which could actually be a lot worse. But let's not go there, George, just now. Now, we were going to talk about same-sex traffic lights in Madrid, and we are now moving on to talk about an ad which was in Benidorm, and it's particularly sexist. I remember seeing this week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think Spain might have a new most hated man after this story, Bill. Yeah. Basically, this bar in Benidorm with the interesting name Richard New Look, which I took as a mistake at first. It sounds like a hairdresser to me, but yeah, Richard New Look in Benidorm. Basically, the owner, Julio Granado, put an ad on Facebook calling for good-looking women with good physiques, nice, and last but not least, single for his bar, okay. No jealous boyfriends, please. And if you are not tall, you're going to have to wear heels or platforms, okay? So this ad went up. You can imagine the response.
My goodness me.
And so pretty much this guy took the ad down off Facebook within a matter of hours, I think, after the negative reaction that he received. But he didn't want to let sleeping dogs lie. He decided instead that he would defend himself in a video. So pretty much a case of out of the frying pan. What he did was he said that in this short video, this guy said that he'd been called a sexist pig and he'd had death threats. But, you know, he apologized and said that he didn't want to offend anyone, that he had he had respect for women. And then he went on to say, you know, we don't want boyfriends coming in and watching our waitresses. You know, they're filled with jealousy and they start fights and we've had these problems in the past. And then just to get him, you know, to dig himself in a little deeper, he started talking about the double standard. He said, you know, if you're advertising for men for a job, you can say anything you want, but as soon as you say something about women, they jump on top of you. And he went on to say, you know, the whole thing about high heels and my staff having to wear high heels so that, you know, the women, the workers, they can reach over the bar and pass the drinks over. So, you know, it's all very... So, yeah, he's certainly won a lot of friends, this guy, this week.
I can't imagine he's going to have that many people in his bar anymore.
Well, what he has had is he's had lots of responses to the job ad, but probably not the sorts of responses.
No.
Yeah.
What he needs is a new look.
Exactly.
Very much.
Bar, perhaps.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you as always, sir. Where do we find these stories and all others?
I would say jump onto Facebook and search for El País in English, or go to Google and do the same, El País in English.
Fantastic. George, as always, thank you. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Cheers and bye-bye.
Care.